This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSDN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. The 2015 legislative session came to a close last night, but much of the action of the past few months has been overshadowed by an ongoing scandal involving Governor Robert Bentley and his alleged affair with former advisor Rebecca Mason. Republican Representative Ed Henry is spearheading an effort to impeach the governor. Bentley's admitted making inappropriate comments to Mason, but continues to deny the two had a physical affair. For an update, I'm joined by John Archibald, columnist at AL.com and the Birmingham News. Welcome, John.
Good morning, Rachel.
Well, and now these inappropriate comments that Bentley apologized for were recorded, some say by a family member of Bentley's, and posted online by many news entities, including AL.com, including Bentley saying an infamous line, I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, if we're going to do what we did yesterday, we'll have to move Wanda's desk.
Right.
Referring to Wanda Kelly, Governor Bentley's former executive assistant. She's since retired, and this week you followed some legislators who were in pursuit of this desk. What happened? What is the story here?
It's one of the more bizarre elements of this. Ed Henry, who's leading the impeachment, who is a staunch Republican, and Representative Johnny McMorrow, who's a Democrat, who agrees with Ed Henry on virtually nothing, have made it their mission to find out exactly the layout of Wanda's office, where the desk was, where she was, what she might have heard. And it borders on the absurd, but they went down to the governor's office and were turned away by security and by staff who said, you can't come in. But I mean, the bottom line is they believe that this is public information. This is public space. This is a public affair, and they want to get to the bottom of it, but not yet.
And you followed them around as they were doing this.
I did. Several people did, and there's a bit of a dog and pony show aspect of it, no doubt about it. But they feel like it's public interest.
Well, Governor Bentley's scandal around this alleged affair, it's not the only Bentley scandal Alabamians should be watching, you write. Last year, the Alabama legislature gave Governor Bentley power to appoint all members of the Community College Board of Trustees, and they took away oversight responsibility from the State Board of Education. You write this week that it is not working that well, to say the least.
Well, they have stumbled out of the block in some ways. There's some consolidation efforts, which are probably a good thing in a state that has 25 different community colleges. But the way they have handled it has been, in East Alabama, for instance, has been criticized a lot by those who think it's insular and handpicked, and a lot of things are happening behind closed doors. It's an issue to me, frankly, because in the legislature at the time, they were also efforts to give the governor more appointing power of the auditor, and even amendments that said the State Board of Education. So when you concentrate that power, you can really see right now that sometimes that has a tendency to go wrong.
And what are some of the negative effects you could see for the community colleges in the state?
Well, part of the problem, one of the big fears, and this is disputed by some members on the board, is that there's such an effort to get workforce development, which is a good thing, that they are going to try to eliminate a lot of the programs that might give people a second shot at getting that education and going on to college and performing that function that 2 years have traditionally done. There's room for both, but there's a fight going on about that now.
And also this week, bloggers, Facebookers, Twitterers, I'm sure some Snapchatters, they reported this as fact that the Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard reached a plea deal ahead of his trial on state's ethic charges. That's supposed to start later this month. But his lawyer tells the Birmingham News that is not true. So what's going on with the rumor mill here?
Granted, anything can happen between now and trial date, but I would keel over dead if Mike Hubbard accepted a plea deal. The rumored deal was that he would get an 18-month sentence and do a year in jail. I've never seen anybody do a year in jail on an ethics charge in the first place in the state of Alabama. And I don't believe he thinks he will be convicted, and I don't think that's likely. But and all the parties involved tell me no. So anything can happen between now and then, but it hadn't happened yet.
And his lawyer says that there is no deal. It's just a rumor.
Right. And I think it is.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com, and he joins us most Thursdays during Morning Edition. I don't usually get to be in this chair talking with you, John, so it was a pleasure, and thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you here.